And a very good afternoon for those of you guys on the East Coast. For those of you on the West Coast, a good morning to you too. Hopefully all is well. Finally, spring is upon us. I don't know how the weather is like for you guys throughout the country, but here in Toronto, it is just great today. So I'm in a fantastic mood. Plus, with a show like today, and with a title like Shiny and New, how can you not be excited? Really? Like it's just a fascinating time of what's going on here, both at Microsoft and just technology in general. Yesterday I was at an event called Control All Compete. And it was just a fascinating movie. Like, who knew Microsoft started making movies? But interestingly enough, it actually really wasn't Microsoft-ish at all. You could check out my Facebook page, jrosenblatt.ca/Facebook, and there's actually the trailer there. Really, really cool stuff. But enough of talking about me. Hopefully, you guys have had a great month. It's been a month since we last saw each other, so let's go right into it. We got a lot of cool stuff to talk about today. As per the usual, let's go through our developer news. Oh, there's our friend Tommy. We'll get back to him shortly. In the meantime, let's get him off the screen, shall we? Look at him. He loves looking at himself. All right. Tommy, we'll come back to you. In the meantime, developer news. All right. So, like I said, lots of cool stuff happening in the next little while. Just a reminder, of course, for those of you that are out in the Calgary, Edmonton, or surrounding area, Prairie DevCon next week. I'm super, super excited about that one. If you are able to join us there, that'd be cool. We are bringing Tech Days content over there. So if you didn't have a chance to get to Tech Days in Vancouver or haven't seen Tech Days content online, we'll be there. So join us. And of course, as you heard me say last month, I will be there and the D3 crew will be there, hopefully taking some videos and kind of getting people talking about what's cool in technology for them. So, hey, you might actually have a spotlight here on the show. And of course, the day before, March the 12th, Windows Azure Camp is coming over to Prairie DevCon. That's really a great opportunity for you to come out and learn a whole bunch of stuff about Windows Azure and how to get started in the cloud and stuff like that. And of course, there is the challenge in there as well. So I'm going to get to the challenge in a second. But just so you know, if you do actually come to the Azure Camp, a lot of the work that you're going to do there is going to qualify you for the Azure Camp Challenge, which, of course, is a great segue into actually talking about the challenge. Remember, I talked about this last time. And this is really, you go in, you do a lab, which is great. It's a hands-on lab. Won't take you too long to do, and really gives you a great way to understand what the cloud is all about, and really get a feeling for Windows Azure. You can hear me talking about Windows Azure forever. Until you try this stuff out, it won't make sense. So azurecamp.ca/azure or AC challenge is the way to go. So with that, make sure you do that. I'll leave that one with you. Next up, Tech Days TV. What is up with Tech Days TV this month? March the 13th. So that's actually right next week. We have our very own Thomas Lewis, who you're actually going to be able to see on the show shortly. He's doing a session on layout in the time of CSS3 with Internet Explorer 10. Now, if you haven't had any kind of exposure to Internet Explorer 10, or CSS3 for that matter, definitely a great session to attend. Kind of get to see how things are different in the web world these days. And he'll take you through a whole bunch of different things that you can do to get your site ready and stuff like that. So March 13th, and that is on.techdays.ca. Next, after that one, is March 27th. We're going to have Adam Gallant on Tech Days TV talking about Visual Studio 11, the beta. And you're going to hear some of it today as we talk to our MVP experts, Joel and David. We'll see a little bit of them on the show later. But in the meantime, mark your calendars for March the 27th and make sure you tune in for that. We're actually going to deep dive into Visual Studio 11. Okay, so far so good. I know I've been throwing a lot of stuff at you, but remember, this stuff is available on demand afterwards. So No worries if I'm going a little bit too fast for you. Let's see here. Next up, this one. Okay, so January, you heard that we were doing this thing called the developer movement, and Paul LaBerge was on the show, and he was talking about the developer movement for Windows Phone. I am actually now happy to announce, and this is actually for the first time here, as per the usual, I promised you announcements, right? The developer movement has now spread to the cloud. And now you can actually develop for Windows Azure and get rewards for developing for that platform. So make sure you check out the developermovement.ca. You'll probably see a blog post from me a little bit later on about the developer movement. But this is really good stuff. If there was any time that you were contemplating, developing for the cloud or even just trying it out, what a great way to do that. And hey, if you were wanting to do cloud and phone together, you could technically do both developer movements and get double the rewards. So definitely, definitely recommend that you try that out, developermovement.ca. Okay, so that's the news.